USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The government is racing to boost coronavirus vaccinations with new cases of the virus on the rise. White House COVID-19 advisor Andy Slavitt telling reporters it's an accelerated response to a growing threat.
President Biden has ordered that his national vaccination effort accelerate to the next level. Within 3 weeks, by April 19th, 90% of adult Americans will be eligible for a vaccine.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky also repeating the warning it's not time to let our guard down. A New York man is scheduled to be arraigned later today for hate crimes. Brandon Elliott, who is black, is accused of beating a 65-year-old Asian woman and yelling racial slurs at her in New York City on Monday. This is one of a number of attacks on Asian or Asian American people across the United States in large Democratic-run cities. USA Radio News.
The border is in crisis. After President Trump secured the border with Mexico, everyone's worried about the growing problem. And why is the Biden administration spending $86 million on hotel rooms for captured migrants? Now, Grant Stinchfield investigates the border crisis and finds the real truth about Biden's executive orders and dangerous policies. So watch Stinchfield on Newsmax TV tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern as he reveals the dangers to our economy and security. Newsmax TV is one of America's leading cable news channels. It's on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax or you'll switch to a new service. Remember, you can get Newsmax free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, or LG. It's even free on your smartphone. Just download the free Newsmax app and start watching anytime. Find out about the real border crisis on Grant Stinchfield tonight on Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
As immigration officials are contending with more than 30,000 unaccompanied minors at the U.S.-Mexico border, one government agency in California is asking foster parents how many migrant children they can house, including an option for more than 26 kids. Travis and Charlotte Call lead a nonprofit centered on combating human trafficking. They say housing migrant children is taking away from their nonprofit.
There's 30,000 children in Los Angeles County alone that are in the foster system and 60,000 that are in California that are in the system as well. And now you have 30,000 children at the border, and they're going to add that to the number. So you have 30,000 in Los Angeles alone, and you're going to add an additional 30,000. It's shocking.
The state Supreme Court of Wisconsin is blocking Democrat Governor Tony Evers' order regarding a mask mandate. The mandate ends immediately. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A congressman is responding to troubling allegations.
Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz is under investigation for an alleged sexual relationship with a 17-year-old girl, according to reports. The Department of Justice is also investigating whether the congressman may have violated federal sex trafficking laws by allegedly paying the girl to travel with him. Gaetz has denied the allegations and tells Fox News that there are records that will prove his innocence.
The person doesn't exist. I have not had a relationship with a 17-year-old. That is totally false. The allegation, as I read it in the New York Times, is that I've traveled with some 17-year-old in some relationship. That is false, and records will bear that out to be false.
In a statement, Gaetz said that the allegations were part of an extortion plot from a former Justice Department official seeking $25 million from he and his family. Gaetz says that he has cooperated with federal investigators in the matter. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Several states have passed legislation that provided families with more educational opportunities after many teachers' unions refused to provide in-person instruction. This week, West Virginia Governor Jim Justice signed into law the most expansive school choice program in the country, a nearly universal option for education savings accounts. In Kentucky, lawmakers decided to override the veto of Governor Andy Beshear, a Democrat, in order to provide a tax credit-funded education savings account. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.